Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Star Dish Radio. Today is February 23rd, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. The call-in number here is 347-945-5423. And I have a second call-in number, which is 347-308-8866. Don't be shy when the guests call in. Make sure you holler on in and participate. It's fun that way. If you're a guest in the chat room, please take a minute to go register with Blog Talk Radio so you can participate in the chat room with the rest of the people. Otherwise, we won't know what you want to talk about. Updated schedule is now posted at stardishradio.net. Please check it out. I have shows scheduled up through March 15th, and every last one of them are a must-listen-to shows. And for those of you who do not have internet access, tomorrow will be a special Star Dish Radio show. We'll be doing two shows. The first one will be beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with the magnificent Joe Larson. And there will be a surprise during that show. Can't give it out. You have to tune in order to hear it. Then the second one will begin at 9:30 p.m. with the incredible Laura Bonarigo and her friend, Dr. Barry Goldstein. So make sure that you all tune in for that. Tomorrow's shows are definitely not missed. Don't miss them. I can't go into any further detail about Joe Larson's surprise, but I guarantee you, you're going to want to be there for that one. Getting to tonight's guest, she is one of the freshest faces to come out onto the big screen in the movie titled Brooklyn's Finest, where she stars opposite some of Hollywood's most desirable leading men, such as Richard Gere, Wesley Snipes, Don Cheadle, and Ethan Hawke. Can I have like a fan, please? Because I'm hot just naming names. She just won an award for the Best Breakthrough Actress, and all you soap fans get to see her every single day as Natalia Fowler on All My Children. She is, She won her Breakthrough Actress Award from the 2010 Capri International Film Festival for her stunning performance in Brooklyn's Finest, and that movie comes out March 5th. So please make sure that you all go see that when it comes out. So I'd love for you guys to give a warm Star Dish Radio welcome to the beautiful Ms. Shannon Kane.
Hello.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing lovely. Thank you for asking.
Well, I just want to say that I'm very pleased that you're on the show. I've been dying to get you on the show to talk about your role on All My Children, but I'm even a little bit more excited about this movie that you got coming out.
Oh, yeah, Brooklyn's Finest. It's a big one.
Oh, yeah, I was watching the trailers, and I can't wait to see that one. But before we go there, let's start with just a little bit of background information on you. Where are you from, and when did you want to get into acting, that kind of thing?
Okay. Well, originally, I was born in Detroit, but I was raised in a small town called Kalamazoo, Michigan. And it's in the southwestern part of Michigan, and it's very small. The biggest thing, you know, in the city is Western Michigan University, which is what puts it on the map, which is where I attended, actually, as a dance major. And when I was younger, coming up, I always wanted to be an actress. My mom was calling me an actress before I ever even took classes because I was such a ham in front of the camera. I always loved to just lip sync and do my favorite, like, Jim Carrey impressions, you know, whatever it was under the sun in front of the camera. But I actually didn't start taking lessons until after my first year of college. I started studying with Ivana Chubbuck.
Oh, wonderful. And when did you make your move out to L.A. and decide to just, like, go for it?
Right. What I did was I did 1 year at Western Michigan University as a dance major, and then after that 1 year, I just, you know, I couldn't take it because my heart was somewhere else, so I just flew straight out to L.A., started auditioning, knew a couple of friends there, you know. I started auditioning and, you know, just started booking off that. I did some modeling initially just to get, you know, the money to fund my classes and my training.
Well, a gorgeous model you make, this is for sure. And I see...
Wow, thanks.
doing research on you for Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, I came across an article from back in December of 2008 that you were like one of their top 100 success stories.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, you are a definitely gorgeous model, gorgeous on the screen, gorgeous no matter what you do. I mean, you can wear a paper bag and be gorgeous. So that's how
I'm
telling
you. Oh, thank you, darling.
Tell me the question. Let's talk a little bit about All My Children before we get to Brooklyn's Finest.
Okay.
Talk about how you landed the role with All My Children. Did you know at the time that you were being cast into one of the most long-time popular core families on that soap?
You know, I had no idea. Really, I had never really watched soap operas coming up, so I had no idea the caliber, you know, of this role and how it affected the story. I just knew that I was working with some good actors, you know. Initially, what happened was I auditioned for the role of Cassandra, Angie's daughter, Cassie, and I didn't get the role. But Judy, the casting director, she loved me. She still had me on tape. So I was on a vacation at my grandparents' house in Florida, and they had called and asked me to put a scene on tape. So my grandmother held the camera and read the lines with me. We sent the tape in, and I booked it on the tape, so I couldn't have done it without my grandmother.
Oh, my God, that is so cool. That's such a good, like, little Hollywood audition story.
Right? What a story.
That's fabulous. Grandma holding the camera, and you're just doing your thing. She's so proud of her granddaughter. Sends it off to ABC, and there you go. You're Jesse Hubbard's daughter.
Right. Thank you, Grandma.
Okay. Now, did your grandmother know the soaps? A lot of the grandmothers were raised on soaps.
Yeah, she knows it. But even more, her sister is a diehard All My Children fan. So she taped all the episodes prior to me being on the show. When she found out I was Natalia, it was, you know, it was a wrap. She was just thrilled, overly excited. It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. I can imagine. Now, Now, as far as the storyline when you were brought in, it was a little controversial for fans. I mean, I don't know if you brushed up on the history before you started, but the fans were a little, in the beginning, they were a little upset over the fact that Jesse had an illegitimate daughter, whether he was on the run or not, because old-time Jesse would have never had done that to Angie. So
exactly.
I guess in that sense, they were a little upset about it. But, I mean, your character grew on everybody. And then Laura Bonarigo played your mom. Talk about working with her, because she's another fabulous actress. She was on One Life to Live as Cassie.
Right.
And, she had come on to All My Children. Tell us about that.
I love Laura. I love working with her. She is not only an amazing actress, but she is an amazing person. She gave me such great advice in terms of acting and just like the technicals that I went through in terms of the storyline, because it was very emotional. And Laura is one woman. She can shed tears on the drop of a dime. I mean, she just transforms. And so I really learned a lot from her in terms of, you know, getting in, finding my center and just being comfortable on camera. She really kind of assumed the role of a real mother, the nurturing role.
Laura, incidentally, will be on my show tomorrow night, 9:30. She's calling in.
We're
going to talk her return to One Life to Live and a few other things. So, yeah, I'm excited to have her come back on.
Good. You're going to have to tell her I said hello.
Well, I certainly will. Now, let's talk about your little love interest with Brott. They're trying to put you guys together as a couple, which is very obvious, but it seems that he's interested in Natalia, but she doesn't seem too interested yet, or is she just playing a little hard to get?
Yes. Well, the thing about the relationship with Brott and I is I've noticed that I have a lot to prove. You know, the role of Natalia is just hard. You know, she was always a pretty girl, raised as a pretty girl, and she always had to, you know, overcompensate you know, with her brain. She hated being stereotyped and loopholed all the time, which is where the competitive nature comes from. So when Brock comes along, I think since he chose a more competitive stance in becoming a cop as opposed to just kind of, you know, settling and playing the side role, it kind of made Natalia, you know, a little standoffish. And so I think that's where all this competitive nature is really coming from. Yeah. But, you know, eventually I would like to see a love interest blossom, just because I think Natalia needs to be shown in a more vulnerable state, show that she really is, you know, sensitive, and she really is very feminine, and it's kind of just not being shown throughout the storyline as we speak.
Yeah, this is true. I thought it was a really cute scene the other day where you were, Natalia was trying to break down the perp and offered to go out on a date with him, and Brock was like, "You're gonna go out on a date with him, but you won't go out with me." And you kind of felt
right.
Bad. He stood up against the wall. He's like, she's gonna date this perp, but she ain't gonna date me."
Right, and people keep asking me, like, do I want something to happen with Brian? And the thing is, yes, I mean, that would be great, but I don't know why he would want me after being so mean to him. I mean, I've really given him a run for his money. You know, Natalia is, you know, a real tough head.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's her father's daughter.
Exactly, exactly like he used to be.
Right, exactly. Now, I have some people in the chat room, and we got a couple questions here. When is Natalia going to kiss Brock? I think we just kind of answered that one a little bit. What is it like working with Debbie and Darnell? I mean, they are the legends on that show. And, you know, what can you say?
All I can say is it's a blessing. That's what it is. It's an absolute blessing working with these people. It's great because we have a, you know, a very cool relationship off camera, which makes us just very comfortable. Deb is another one, just like Laura, who gave me just some amazing advice and who kind of took on that role of just like a mother, you know, being the mother or the stepmother. Just working with them is such a blessing because they teach me new things every single day. Every day I work with them, especially Deb. I mean, she's such a powerful actress. I just really learn something from her every single day.
Yeah, she is. And Darnell, I can only imagine, is definitely like a father figure on that show with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have that kind of sarcastic, fun relationship.
Oh, yeah. And what about Cornelius, your on-screen brother?
He's my off-screen brother. The funny thing about Cornelius is what you see on camera is exactly, if you were to come to the studio, what you would see off camera. We are constantly just clowning with each other and making fun, making jokes, you know. It's really cool because I look forward to doing scenes with him because the energy is always fresh and because you never know what to expect. We like to improv and just say things that are, you know, on the top of our heads, which is what makes things so magical when we act in scenes together.
Yeah, you are very believable as brother and sister. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you have definitely gotten one of the adjoining names. I don't know if you've heard it yet. It's called Brotalia. Brotalia?
Yes.
You would pronounce it? Okay. Brotalia is hot, they're saying in the chat room. Okay. They're cute together,
okay.
And you are stubborn as a mule, the character. Now they want to say, have they said anything about Nat and Cass meeting up?
You know, they haven't said anything about that. I mean, I've heard a lot of it from fans, and I've seen it in chat rooms as well, you know, and they just think it would be very interesting to kind of bring her in the role to kind of make, you know, even with Dre, to kind of make a love triangle, you know, something else involved. But I haven't really heard anything about them coming back.
That would definitely be, you know, an interesting little plot thing. How has things changed for you since the changeover in writers? For a while, my children really wasn't doing too hot in the ratings, and you know, it was pretty much hanging by a thread, you know, from a fan standpoint of view. Now you've got new writers and stuff. What are the differences that you see?
I mean, the difference I see is there's a newfound motivation with everybody. Everybody wants to kind of reshape the show and, you know, kind of make it anew. And so with the new writers, everybody has this kind of new energy to shed on the scene. So not only has the writing improved and it's more real, I believe that the old writing it was more fit for the old soap operas. But just like with soap operas, you know, just like with the times of the day, soap operas have changed, you know. It changed with the time, and I think he was kind of stuck in the past. So now we have more modern writing where people like us, you know, especially with the younger cast on the show, we can relate. And so it just makes things a lot more real as opposed to dealing with the struggle of it just, you know, sounding kind of fake.
Yeah, well, he definitely was stuck somewhere, and it wasn't a good move for all my children. But I've definitely seen as a viewer that it most certainly has improved to the point where I can watch it every day again, because there was a point where I didn't watch it because it was just so ridiculous I couldn't, and it was sad.
Yeah, exactly.
As a longtime viewer, it really pissed me off, quite frankly. And
it is for the viewers, I mean, the actors have just as much of a challenge trying to make this material look real. You know, it's just become frustrating. So it was just very liberating when we found out that we were getting new writers and that we could really start over and show our chops. You know, we didn't get a chance to show what we had within the last writing. It didn't have much of a range.
No, I agree with you on that. Definitely, I'm glad that they made the decision they did. I think
Me
All
too.
My Children is definitely on its way back up. Now, talk about the move. I mean, you were living in L.A. for a while, and then you obviously had to move to New York for this role. Now you're back in L.A. What was that like when they told you were going?
The funny thing was that. I knew that after my contract was up that I wanted to go to L.A. anyway. So when they said the show was moving to L.A., I was like, no way. I felt like, you know, it was kind of fate for me. You know, it was working out for me. A lot of people had families, and they had to uproot their whole lives and just move everything, and I really sympathize. You know, but for me, it was just really easy. After living in New York for so long, I just couldn't wait to have my own car back. I just couldn't wait.
okay. Yeah, but how was it living in New York compared to living in L.A.? I mean, how long were you there for?
I was back and forth from New York for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's easy to get around without a car.
Yeah, it's easy to get around without a car, but after a while, I mean, public transportation, especially during rush hour, is just a pain. You're always on someone else's schedule, and then the city is very crowded. And so it's really great to go to have a vacation there. There's no city like New York. New York is beautiful. But it's just in L.A., it's more my pace. I have my own car. I can drive out to the ocean. I can drive to the mountains, and I have a little more privacy, which is something I appreciate in terms of my lifestyle.
Right. So tell me how the fan response has been for you, especially in New York, with the way that fans had a lot of access to All My Children, sitting on them steps, waiting for you to come in and out the door. So tell me what the response was for you there.
Every time I walked out, everybody was all love. I remember they made my day on my birthday. On my birthday, I walked up to the studio, and I remember nothing was really planned. I had a surprise party that night, but at that point, I had no idea that there was anything planned. So I'm walking up to the door, and all of a sudden, 10 fans stand up and start singing happy birthday to me on my way into work. And it was it was so cool. I mean, the fans there are just so eager to meet people, that they're just so open and so humble, so nice to, you know, so nice to meet them, because without them, we wouldn't be anything, you know. So anytime I get any chance to meet any fans, I'm there. It's one of my favorite things to do outside of being on camera.
Now, I heard that they're setting up some meet and greets out in L.A. soon. Are you taking part in any of those?
I know there is one that I'm attending next month, but the first meet and greet, I won't be available to go because of my premiere in New York. I'm going to my premiere next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. I just want to get off of, what is this? Someone in the chat, you have hair care products?
Yes. My secret weapon is Mixed Chicks Leave-In Conditioner. It is my everyday, I mean, I just live by it. It's my everyday savior.
Mixed Chicks?
Mixed Chicks, yep. But you can get it on mixedchicks.org.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
there's a good
the
one
best.
In the chat room. Lady Diamond 215, Shannon, I love your hair care products. Okay, Mixed Chicks. We'll have to check that out. Mixed Chicks. I'm going to get Derek in the chat room. Where can they write letters to? I have an address that I'll post in a little while where the new studio is and stuff. So it's pretty easily accessible to get. So I'll post that for you guys in a little bit. But in the meantime, I want to get to the fact that not only does Shannon work with top-notch people on All My Children, but she just did a movie with friggin' Richard Gere, Wesley Snipes, Don Cheadle, and Ethan Hawke. Hello? Like, really? I mean, how much better can it get? Tell me about how you got that role, and did you die when you saw who the cast was?
Wow. That takes me back. I remember when this role was one of the hardest roles to get. Let me tell you, I had about 8 auditions or like 8 callbacks after my first audition. The reason why they were calling me back so many times was because I was up against, you know, a lot of the lead actresses in the industry right now, and they didn't know who I was. I was so green, so new. This was before All My Children. So it was, you know, it was challenging. Richard also challenged me in the audition room, but I just remember just keeping my wits and keeping my ground and not being afraid to take risks, which is what got me the job. When I found out, you know, when I found out, I knew who was in the cast before I even auditioned. So for me, that was just part of my nerves walking into the audition room. But when I found out I booked it, I was out in the middle of the street, and I was staying in Jersey City, and I was on the phone. It was about 10 o'clock at night. I got a phone call from Antoine Fuqua. He was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, hey. He goes, guess what, baby? And I was like, what? You booked Brooklyn's Finest. And I screamed so loud, everybody came out of their house.
Oh, my God.
People were coming out of their house. People were screaming out their windows, shut up. And I'm just screaming in the street, calling my mom, you know, my whole family.
Oh, my gosh. Now, working with, I mean, now you play Richard Gere's love interest. Tell us a little bit about the movie.
Well, the movie is, it's a dramatic cop flick. It's kind of like the movie Crash, where there are different storylines, but they all intersect at the, you know, at the end. Antoine better described it as like a crooked love letter to the cops. You know, it's kind of like an opera. It's that dramatic. But it just it accurately portrays what goes on, you know, in terms of police controversy and even police brutality. And then my role in the movie, I play Richard Gere's love interest, who is a Puerto Rican, Dominican, Italian prostitute. And that was actually a very interesting process going into that role, because I had to do a lot of research, you know, to pull it off, to play not only Puerto Rican, but to, you know, dig down deep into the darkness and pull out this you know, risky, raunchy prostitute.
Right. What did you do to research these? Research the role?
Well, what I did was I met one of my girlfriends had a cousin who was Puerto Rican. Like, she talked like this. Everything she said, she was from New York. She talked really fast. And I asked her, what's her favorite food? My favorite food is shrimps. You know, she was just very, you know, a personality Puerto Rican. So I followed her for about 2 weeks, and I just interviewed her, and I researched, you know, her language and her customs. And not only that, I interviewed a real prostitute in New York and sat down, had a one-on-one with her, and just, you know, she told me about her life and how she got into everything.
Wow. That must have been really moving to hear the story.
Very moving. It was kind of just as enlightening as it was. It was a very somber place to be, you know. When you're doing research like that, it's not always, you know, the glamour or the glitz or the, you know, the sexuality that seems so enticing. You know, there's a lot that comes behind it, and so that's where I really had to go. I had to dig deep.
Yeah, talk about working with Richard Gere. I mean, he has been one of the top leading men in Hollywood forever and a day. I mean, as a quote-unquote green actress, coming in and snagging a role like that to play, you know, his love interest over accomplished actresses in the industry, that had to be really intimidating. So tell me about what the process is like working with him. You know, what did he teach you in bottom line?
Right. Bottom line, don't be afraid to take risks, you know. Don't be afraid to speak up. If you got something to say, if you have input, whatever it is, like, yeah, do what needs to be done. But, you know, that's all part of creating something. The character, once you do your research, it never stops transforming. It never stops creating itself. And so through Richard, I learned how to just stay on my toes. He kept me on my toes at all times. I forget the lines. I never knew what that man was going to say. That's for sure. And another thing is, he's a Buddhist. He's a very peaceful man. Even in the makeup chair, his legs were crossed with his eyes closed. He's very focused. And so that also added to the kind of comfort that I felt being around him. It's a very warm feeling. He's a very nice man.
Wow. Does your character intersect with Wesley Snipes and Don Cheadle and Ethan?
No. My scenes were strictly with Richard, although I did have the honor to meet them on other dates where I went up on set, you know, just to meet the cast and to see the other, you know, scenes being shot. So I met them, and I also went to the Venice Film Festival with them. And I just got back from Capri International Film Festival in Italy, where I won Breakout Actress of 2009, where, you know, there are a couple of people out there, too.
Wow. Well, I have a question from someone in the chat room who wants to know what tips you can give a young woman who wants to go out and act and model. What tips can you give to make it big?
Well, number one is to be determined and not be afraid of rejection. The number one problem, you know, in the industry or when people fail is because they give up. And in this industry, you're going to hear no, 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 no so many times that after a while you start not believing in yourself. I've seen it around me. But that's one thing that I always knew is that if I don't book this role, it's not just because I'm not good enough. It's because it's not for me. And there's another role out there that is for me. And so that keeps me motivated. And I would say, number one, that's just the number one thing to remember. I mean, as long as you continue to stay, you know, afloat, and get the ball rolling, it's going to keep rolling.
Right, right. Never give up. I mean, it's a hard business to get into to begin with, you know. But I would imagine it's kind of determination.
Yeah.
And dedication to do something like that. I give you guys a lot of props for doing stuff like that. I don't think I'd have the patience.
There are some days where I'm thinking, like, because when you're young and you want to be an actress, you look at it and you see the TV and that's what you want to be. You know, I want to be on TV. I want to be an actress. But you don't take into consideration the work and the strain emotionally that it puts on your life. And so I appreciate, you know, the compliment because it is definitely challenging.
Mm-hmm. Now, Linda in the chat room would like to know, who would you like to work with next if you had a choice? And I guess maybe meaning on big screen and All My Children.
Well, next on the big screen, I would die to work with either Leonardo DiCaprio or Edward Norton. Those are just my all-time favorites who I would just love to be in a film with. In terms of All My Children, I want Alicia to come back. I miss Kendall, and I want to do scenes with Kendall.
I think that would be awesome, too. That's such a shame that they weren't able to. Well, I mean, like you said earlier, you know, people have families and all that other stuff, you know, that they just can't uproot and move to California, you know. But that's a shame that she's not on there no more. She was a powerful actress. Linda,
she was great.
She's suggesting that you should try and get into the movie Hulk number 3. With Ed Norton to be his love interest.
Man, I would love that. Look, I'm gonna give her my manager's number and have her.
I'm telling
That's how
you.
I feel. Honestly, this sounds like a great plan. Tell her thank you.
Yeah, she can hear everything you're saying. So absolutely, definitely get that manager on that. Did you get to see Shutter Island? Jill Larson was in that movie.
I'm going tonight. I'm actually, my boyfriend just walked in, and we're going to go see Shutter Island tonight.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to go see that.
It looks incredible.
Well, Jill is also coming on the show tomorrow night as well. She's. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she looks scary in the previews.
Oh, my God, I know. Did you see that on Regis and Kelly? Kelly Ripa did not know that it was Jill Barton. She kept talking about this creepy old lady who scared her out of her room every time she saw the trailer and then found out it was Jill, who she worked with forever and a day on All My Children.
No way.
No idea that's who it was. And she came back on the air and she said, I just found out that was my good friend Jill Barton, who is really a beautiful lady that they conformed into this creepy, scary lady. So, yeah.
Yes, props to the hair and makeup department for sure, because she is gorgeous. I don't know how they pulled that one off.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to Jill about that tomorrow, and I can't wait to see it for myself. Lady Diamond 215 is saying she'd like to see Shannon do some scenes outside of the Hubbards. Although I love them, she needs her own storyline.
I agree. And I think that what would lead to something like that would be the spark of a love interest. That's exactly what can kind of stray your storyline but still make it colorful. And so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. Like I said, I think that love triangle thing with Dre and Brat would be an amazing idea. But I'm open to whatever comes next.
Oh, absolutely. And what about girlfriend type things? You know, they don't really have you with friends, so to speak. I mean, with Randy, I guess, but not too much. You know what I mean? There's like no BFF there for you.
Right. I think a lot of that comes from, I don't know. It seems like a lot of the girls in the show are so girly. Natalia's too hard. She's too hardcore. I don't know if they would like her.
Well, you know what, though? I think Colby might be a good friend because Colby's a little
witch. You know what? That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
A little witch, and that could actually kind of work out.
Yeah, no, or maybe I could just team up with, you know, somebody and have them rub off on me in a good way. Maybe, you know, Bobby, somebody like that who would just give me some of that southern charm.
Right? Well, I'm getting yelled at in the chat room. Please stay away from Colby Chandler. Oh, no. No Colby. No Colby.
Okay.
They're telling me to throw a dress on once in a while, Natalia.
Oh, stay tuned.
That's
stay tuned.
Soap fans are so opinionated about their characters. And once they latch on to a character, you guys are just done. You know, I mean, they stick with you forever. So they will definitely be sending in their opinions and who you should be with and who you shouldn't be with. And
I could use it. You know what I'm saying? I could use some opinions, some critiques. I'm very open to that.
Now, do you have an official fan club?
I have an assistant that's running a little fan club on Facebook, on my Facebook page under the beautiful Shannon Kane. Other than that, you know, I don't really have anything set up. I have my website that's being constructed as we speak. So as soon as that's set up, I'll probably tie something along those lines to the website.
Now, are you on the Twitter at all?
No, I'm not. And I'm just so bad with technology. It's horrible. MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, I can't keep up with it. So I have to get on my game, you know. I really have to. I'm going to open one up soon.
Oh, okay. I have a caller. Are you ready to take a caller?
Sure.
We have Rita from Chicago.
Hi. Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome. Say hi to the beautiful Shannon Kane.
Hi, Miss Shannon.
Hey, Miss Rita.
How do you like playing like a strong character? I like what Joanne said about, you know, getting. I kind of like the way that you say how you sort of mix in, like with, like how it's competition between you and Brat and not.
Right.
I mean, Joanne knows how I feel about the love stories compared to the real love, strong agape love stories. I kind of like the way All My Children does it, but I kind of like the spin that you put on it. Like when you were saying today, I'm going to go check on the victim, And I liked the way you did that. Is that partially, is that the way they wrote it, or do you sort of have your own spin on that? Because the way you did that was so perfected. The way
I definitely keep my own spin on things. The way things are written, you know, she's very stubborn and very hard-headed. And so I try to bring a little vulnerability and a little comedy to kind of add to the reality of her character. You know, there's only so much writing that can be done, and then it's up to us actors to kind of add the colors and the layers to each character. So that's something I enjoy doing. I really appreciate the compliment because I really enjoy just finding the gaps and where I can make her lovable, you know, above all things. Natalia, the reason why she's so competitive is because she's competing for the love of her father. You know, she's competing for the love of the police department. She wants people to love her. So, you know, it's amazing to be able to touch on those subjects when I can.
Like you saw, he was talking to Angie. Oh, I think I'm gonna go talk to the victim.
the way you said
it was very. I love the way you did that. And then you kissed your mom,
Liz,
on the
yeah.
cheeks. Oh, I love that. Oh, I'm so glad to hear
you.
You did your own spin on that.
Oh, thank you so much, Rita.
Thanks,
so
Rita.
Thank you. Can I listen for the rest of this?
Of course you can.
Because you know the internet, I'm computer illiterate.
I know you are, Rita.
Cool.
That's okay.
Join the club. Join the club.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Rita calls in to listen. She doesn't operate computers very well. We have another question here. This is from Linda in Coral Springs, Florida. Linda, say hi to Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi, Linda. I'm well. How you doing?
Good, good. Congratulations on your upcoming movie. Can't wait to see it.
Thank you much. I appreciate it.
I always say, you know, soap actors, I think, are one of the most hard-working people on TV because, you know, filming a movie, what you're out on location for a couple of months, you know, you get a couple of takes, and when you're on soaps, you know, you guys really take, what, like one take or two takes at the most?
Yep.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, you got to get it right. So I always say, you know what, the soap actors are the hardest working actors out there, and congratulations to you.
Amen. Thank you.
Good for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
It's about time.
Right?
Yeah,
thank you so much. You hit it on the nail when you said it. I totally agree with that because it's every single day we're reading lines. You know, sometimes we get our scenes a day before we have to read them, and it's just the most demanding job I've ever had. You're right because films are just, you know, you do so many takes on one shot to perfect that shot. But with the television, you have so many minutes, you know, to perfect the work that you've worked on for hours. And so it's amazing when somebody acknowledges that. I really appreciate it.
And I just kind of want to put it out there. Kudos for you. We're a big fan, and we're just going to follow you all the way to the top. And you will. This is just the beginning for you. So we're very, very, we're very proud of you. If Joanne was here, we'd probably go see the movie together.
Yes. Aw, thank you so much, my love. That is so amazing.
We really enjoy watching you, and you really need to get some more screen time. So I'm hoping that
happens
with your character soon. And so I just wanted to say hello and to get a chance to meet you. And I did want to ask you a question. Have you gotten a chance to see any of the Olympics? And if you have, do you have like a favorite event?
You know what? I've been so busy working on the soap that I haven't been watching the Olympics. But when I watched them previously, I did like to watch the Rouge, like the bobsled, the single bobsled. So when I heard about the tragedy that happened with the 21-year-old young man, that kind of, it was kind of a somber start for the Olympics.
I know. That was like on the first day. Because couple of days too, but that's terrible for his family. But congratulations, and you go on, and great things to you, and keep up the great work. And thank you, Joanne, for bringing her on to your show.
Of course. Anytime, girl.
Thanks, Linda.
All right. Take care. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
You know, I didn't, and I feel like an idiot for saying this, but I didn't even congratulate you on your award for the Breakthrough Actress Award in the 2010 the International Film Festival.
So, I mean, that's an amazing feat. What did you, like, jump up and down like a schoolgirl when you found that out? I mean, I can only imagine your personality seemed very effervescent, and I could just see you cheering yourself, like,
Right. No, the funniest thing is I didn't even know I was nominated. So I got a call, I got a text message, not even a phone call. I got a text message from my manager saying, you won Breakthrough Actress of 2009 for your role in Brooklyn's Finest. And it's like one of those emails where they say you've won $1 million. All I could think of was, yeah, right, who got my number? I just couldn't believe it. So when I got the official phone call, you guessed it, I was jumping up and down. That's what I do when I get really happy. I just jump really fast up and down. And
see,
that's exactly what I did.
You have like an infectious smile, and it's one of those smiles that I can just see you getting all woo. I can see
Right.
I can definitely see
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, we have one more caller here. Caller from 832. What's your name?
Reniqua.
Say hi to Shannon.
Hey, Shannon. I'm your biggest fan.
Hey, Shaniqua. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm all right, and you?
Good. Thank you.
First, I want to say congratulations on all my children in the book with Finest, and congratulations on the award, of course.
Thank you.
My question to you is, if you wasn't on All My Children, what soap could you see yourself on?
If I wasn't on All My Children, I would, and I still had to stick to soaps, I would probably go to The Young and the Restless. I've worked on The Young and the Restless before. It was a very brief, like, guest role. But I really enjoyed working with Victoria Rowell and Brighton and all of them. I mean, they had such a great energy. It's very similar to the energy that I feel on set of All My Children. So I would have to say that Young and the Restless takes the cake for sure.
Okay, I think that's great. Then. Thank you.
Yes, of course. Take care, honey.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Yeah, Young and the Restless is pretty hot right now.
Yeah, from what I hear. Yeah, I haven't been able to keep up with it, but I've heard great things.
Absolutely. Well, what else is coming down the road for you, Shannon? Do you have any other movies in the works?
Well, I do have something that I'm working on, although I'm not at liberty to speak about it just yet, but just know that I'm still, you know, I'm still waist deep and I'm still swimming and staying afloat, and everything is going fantastic. So, God willing, I'll just keep this ball rolling.
Oh, wonderful. That is incredible. Well, you know what? I can't tell you that I cannot wait. And like Linda said, if we were together, we would definitely be seeing this movie together. But I will be there on opening day in the theaters.
All right.
Definitely will be. And I know my son was dying to see this movie as well. When he saw you and saw that you were coming on the show, his jaw hit the floor. I had to pick it back up, tell the 17-year-old to go back to bed. But, you know, you definitely got some kind of fans, girl, and I don't know any younger actress at this point that deserves it more than you. Is there anything that you would like to say to the fans that are listening to you right now?
I would just like to tell all of the fans that I have the utmost love and respect for all of them, and I wouldn't be here without them, so... you know, every day that they watch me, every day that they stay tuned, just as much admiration as they may feel, I feel the same way about them. And, you know, acting is not the only job that's so demanding. You know what I mean? So it's just like, that's what I would tell them. I would just tell them thank you and, you know, tell them that's what I have to offer.
Fabulous. Well, before I let you go, can I get you to do a little promo for Stardish? Like, hey, this is Shannon Kane on Stardish Radio, something like that?
Sure, of course.
I'm recording right now, so do it whenever you're ready.
Hey, this is Shannon Kane on Stardish Radio, the best radio show in the universe. Please, please stay tuned
and keep it locked on Star Dish.
You're wonderful, girl. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Everyone, the lovely Shannon Kane. Don't forget to watch her every day on All My Children on ABC at 1 p.m. Check your local listings and definitely get your asses out to Brooklyn's Finest on March 5th when it opens in theaters nationwide and show this young lady some support. Girl, thank you so much. You're welcome back anytime. Open invitation.
Thank you, my love. Have a good one. Take care of yourself, and I hope to speak to you soon.
Absolutely. The wonderful, wonderful Shannon Kane, everybody. Thank you so much. Now, all you people out there, don't forget, tomorrow night will be Jill Larson at 8 p.m., and I definitely got a big surprise for Jill. She has no idea what it is, but make sure that you tune in for that, because that's the only way you're going to know what that surprise is by listening. Then the lovely Laura Bonarigo will be stopping by at 9:30 p.m. with her friend Dr. Barry Goldstein. She wants to touch upon a charity that's really, not even really a charity, it's a cause that is really, really close to her heart called Feed Your Mouth. So it sounds a little weird, but it's an awesome cause, trust me. So make sure you tune in for that. I've got interviews coming up with Happy Days Father Tom Bosley, Stephen Martinez from The Vampire Diaries, and quite a few more people. So make sure you go to stardishradio.net to check them out. And in the meantime, I'm going to leave you all with an independent song from a good friend of mine, Ohene Cornelius, Fine Wine. Talk to you soon, people.
1978. Hearing my delf, sort of feeling myself. Grab her wrist from my agua, take a sip. God bless you, miss. Now I slowed you down, hear this. Making moves, half a grand in my hand. I'm the man, imagine me from the microphone stand. Feeling my beat, off the jump, let you know it's me. Mr. Making Love is more than just hands and feet. Drive me crazy with your molecules. Let me know, make the move, I'll move off of you. I play the track, you can sway off my groove. I hear she wanted.